So over the last 6 weeks, 5 weeks plus today, this will be week six, we've been looking at this idea of grace that God offers to each one of us. And we're going to continue that today. We'll finish this series next Sunday, this series in grace, and we'll transition into a time of focus of looking at Easter and what Easter means to us. And then after Easter, I want to just give us kind of the scope of where we're going. If you look at John chapter 1, verse 14, it says this. It says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us." This is speaking of Jesus. And then it goes on to say, "We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." So after Easter, we're going to begin to focus in on this word truth. Because it's not that Jesus came just to give us grace. It's an important piece to why Jesus came. But He also came to represent and to give us truth to abide by. And it's such an important piece. Sometimes it's easy for us, especially in our culture today, to really get fixated on the grace piece, on offering grace for everything and anything that people do that may even go against the Word of God. We offer grace. And that's a good thing because God offers us grace, but God also desires for us to live within the truth. So that's just kind of where we're headed from here. This morning we're focusing in on growing grace. So I'm going to have you turn with me to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. If you're using one of the Bibles at the church here, it's going to be page 861. Page 861. And this is going to be kind of our focus verse for this morning as we're looking at this idea of growing grace. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Says this. It says, "Grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forevermore." See, in this verse, Peter instructs us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Understand, Christian growth is not a matter of how many. It's a matter of how much. And here's what I mean by that. It's not a matter of how many times I attend church this year. It's a matter of how much closer I get to Christ this year. It's not a matter of how many minutes I spend in prayer each day this week. It's a matter of how much my prayers are sincere and honest to the God that I love and choose to serve. It's not a matter of how many Bible verses I've memorized. It's a matter of how those verses that are in the Bible impact and influence my life. How much is God growing in your life? Many times, I think, as followers of Christ, we make the mistake of thinking, the more good that I do, the more good that I do, the more spiritual that I am. And many people have thought that if they can just attend church more somehow, or spend a little bit more time in prayer, or a little bit more time memorizing, or a little bit more time, whatever it is, that they automatically become more godly. And it just doesn't work that way, is what I'm going to suggest today. And here's why it doesn't work that way. Let's look at it in a different picture for just a minute. If I were to make the decision today that I want to get more physically fit, and I make that decision, and one of the things I decide that will be a part of that process for me is to go and to get a membership at the Planet Fitness down here at the mall. So starting tomorrow, I wake up at 5 in the morning, and I head down to Planet Fitness. And I go into Planet Fitness, and I go right to the center of the place, and I set up a lawn chair right in the center of the place. I sit down in my lawn chair. I pull up my iPad and I start reading my daily news. I watch a little bit of news on the iPad. I spend an hour there. And I don't just do this tomorrow, but I do it every single day for the next 365 days of my life. And even in fact, during that time, some of you come to me and you say, Dustin, how's it going with your time at the Planet Fitness? Oh, it's going great. I go there every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the morning. That's where I'm at. Well, we all know, right? That Dustin showing up at Planet Fitness at 5 in the morning with my lawn chair and my iPad isn't going to help with getting me physically fit. Same's true in our spiritual lives. Showing up at church for an hour a week or an hour a day isn't going to get us to a place where we're growing in our spiritual lives. Not that by itself. See, physical conditioning is not a matter of how many hours I spend at Planet Fitness. It's a matter of how much I'm strengthening my body by actually exercising while I'm there. Christian growth is about the quality of life. It's about how much closer I'm getting to God. The question is, am I closer to God today than I was yesterday? It's about character change. Remember last week I talked for a little bit about the fact that God is in the life-changing business. That's what God desires to do. He's in the business of changing people's lives. It's about character change. How much do I show love to my wife and the people that are around me? Am I allowing God and His grace to flow through me into my community, into the place of work that I'm at, into the school that I'm at? It's a matter of how much my character is being changed by God's power. Jesus in John chapter 10, verse 10. He says it this way. He says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That's Jesus' hope for each one of us, is that we can have an abundant life. And the way that we have that abundant life is by growing closer and closer to Him. God gave us His saving grace. We talked about that weeks ago. He gave us his saving grace. That's week one, I think. We talked about that. And that's to get us started in this journey. But God also gives us His daily grace to keep us going and to keep us growing in our lives. God wants our lives to be changed. If you hear nothing else today, hear that. He wants your life. He wants my life. He wants our lives to be changed. He wants us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, we're going to look at this idea of growth. So I believe that God has a process for our growth to take place. And it begins by grace, but it also continues in grace. And we are to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 and through to 24, and I want you to turn there because we're going to look at it together in just a minute. It's page 829 if you're using a church Bible. I believe that in Ephesians chapter 4, it gives us some insight as to how to grow in the grace of God. The author of this book is Paul. And Paul is writing to us. And he's writing to you. He's writing to me in this passage. And this is what he says. We're going to start at verse 22. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. It says, we were taught with regard to our former way of life to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. But I just want you to listen to that. I'm going to read that exact same passage just in the New Living Translation. So I just want you to listen to it. It's just a little bit different as we look at it in the New Living Translation. It says it this way. It says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life. Throw it off, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So the two key phrases in that verse that I want us to look at this morning are throw off and put on. Throw off the old and put on the new is what Paul tells us. It's really a two-step program that he gives us to help us grow in the grace of God. So the first one is to throw off the old. That's what we're looking at first. Number one, if you're taking notes, throw off the old. According to Paul, we are to throw off the old and put on the new. But one of the main problems with taking off the old is that the old is what we are used to. We're comfortable with the old. It's what we've done for years and years and years, perhaps. It's the old patterns of our behavior. It's the old patterns of the way that we've been thinking and processing. It's the old way of life without Christ and everything that had been a part of that life. It's the way that many live for many years. But now, there's to be a change. There's two things that need to change drastically in our lives if we're going to grow as a Christian. The first of those things is our thinking, and the second is our behavior. And really, I think that it starts, the forefront of the battle of throwing off the old is with our thinking. That's where it starts. Our thinking directly results our behavior. If we can begin to work on the thinking piece, I think the behavior piece becomes a whole lot easier to work with. So I wanted to start by looking at first our thinking. In Romans chapter 12, Paul tells us this. It's Romans chapter 12, verse 2, if you want the reference. It says, Paul tells us this. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The first step of spiritual growth is to change the way that we think about things. In order to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus, we need to throw off the old way of thinking and begin a new, different way of thinking. One thing many people, I think, believe before they give their life to Christ is that they can do it on their own. They can make it on their own. Many of you guys know, my one brother does not know Christ. And this would be his mindset, that he can do life on his own. He doesn't need Jesus, part of his life. The thinking is, for my brother and for so many others, I'm a good person. I do a lot of good things. I donate to a lot of good causes. I give my time, my energy to a lot of really good things. I'm involved in so much good stuff that then God is surely going to love and accept me. But you know what? That thinking is false. We need to throw that thinking away. God saves us by His grace. We talked about that weeks ago. Not because of our goodness, not because of anything we can do. We can't earn that relationship with Christ. It's a gift. If you remember from a couple of weeks ago in Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us this. It says, it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It's a gift from God, not by works, so that nobody can boast. We need to stop thinking about how good or not so good we are and start concentrating on how gracious God is to us. When we start thinking about the grace of God, our whole outlook on life can begin to change. When we think of how God has forgiven us, we no longer have to work for our salvation. We start working because of our salvation. Right? If we change the mindset, the thinking, it then affects the behavior. God loves us. God forgives us. God accepts us. And because He does, we start serving Him. It starts with our thinking, and then we need to work at changing our behavior. And that's number 1B. When we start serving Him out of love, out of care, out of a desire to please Him, when we start serving Him in those ways, our behavior changes. I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. We're going to Ephesians chapter 2, maybe page 827. I just read for you verses 8 and 9 as we were talking about it's by grace that you've been saved. But I want us to look at the next verse, verse 10, as we're talking about our behavior. So in Ephesians chapter 2, it continues on in verse 10, and it says this in verse 10 of chapter 2. We are God's workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance to do. We are God's workmanship. Just think about that for a moment. Remember, several weeks ago we talked about the value that God puts on your life. How valuable you are to God. Think about this. You are a result of God's workmanship. That's a pretty incredible thought. We are God's workmanship. We're created in Christ to do good works. So we're this workmanship of God, and there's a purpose for us. That's to do good works. We serve God because He's already forgiven us. He knows us inside and out, and yet He accepts us into His family. You know what He says? He says, Dustin, I know everything that you've done. And yet, I choose to love you anyways. And you can fill your name in that spot. And He says, believe in me and I will forgive you. He says, trust in me and I'm going to save you. He says, my forgiveness, my grace is yours. Now, why don't you just come and serve with me, work with me. So we must work for Him by doing what He asks us to do. And by doing what He asks us to do, our behavior changes. The two things just tie together so closely. The truth is that when you come to Christ, when you make that decision to ask Christ into your life, He gives you this new life that Scripture has just talked about, that we've looked at this morning. He wants you to throw off the old, and He wants you to put on the new. A renewed mind is not just determination. It's determined dependence on God. It's by His grace that you have been saved, and it's by His grace that you will grow in the faith. That's how we grow. Growth is not accomplished by trying hard. It's accomplished by trusting God. I said it last week. I said it earlier this morning. I'm going to say it again. God is in the life change business. Understand that. Remember that. If you come to Him, He will change your life and He will never give up on you. That's the promise that we have of God. He doesn't give up on us, even when we mess things up. Even when we make things so dismal in our lives because of poor choices that we've made. God doesn't give up. He's going to keep on working at refining your life, my life. Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he says, I'm sure of this, that He who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. When Jesus started a good work in your life, He is committed to carry that on right through to the end. This is a promise. God is in the life change business. And when He starts something, He continues it until it's finished. He's not going to give up on you. He just doesn't do that. We need to start by throwing off the old way of living, stop our sinning, and start serving God out of love for Him. Now I want us to kind of shift gears a little bit. And we're going to talk about putting on the new for the next few minutes. So if you remember the section of verse of Scripture that I read at the beginning from Ephesians chapter 4, I want to just refresh our minds about what that said again. It says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So here's just a couple thoughts this morning about this idea of this new nature that God wants to give each one of us. The first is this, number 2A. We don't have to achieve our new nature. You don't have to achieve your new nature. I don't have to achieve my new nature. I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to go to verse 17, page 819 for the church Bibles. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, so if anybody has this relationship with Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. If you are using your own Bible, I would recommend the second time we see the word is there, I would circle that word is, or underline it, or whatever, highlight it, make it notable. It says, therefore, anyone who is in Christ, and here it is, he or she is a new creation. You are a new creation if you're in Christ. The old is gone, and the new has come. This is another promise for those who are in Christ. It's a promise to those who have said, Jesus, I want you to be in charge of my life. It's this incredible promise, this promise of the Christian life that has gone into a new life from our previous life. We need to throw off the old and put on the new. Because there has to be life change in us because of this promise that we just read. Promises, you're a new creation. We're new in Christ. God takes that which is old and He makes it new. I don't have to achieve it. I don't have to do anything to achieve this. I need to accept this from God. This verse tells us that we don't have to make ourselves new. We're new already if we know Jesus Christ. God's work is that He has made us new. All we need to do is to put on the new life that God is offering to us, that He's given to us. God tells us, here's this new life. Put it on. The effort is to put it on. That's the effort that we need to put into it. But the gift is from God. Here's another insight on this idea of this new nature that we're talking about. We must choose to grow in this new nature. That's a choice. There's a decision that each one of us needs to make. And it's a choice that we need to make probably on a daily basis. It's probably really a good thing for us to start our days by making this particular choice. Will we put on this new nature today? It's been offered to us. Will we put it on? And here's the picture that we're talking about. Let's say that I have this old coat that I've been wearing for years and years and years. And God says, He says, take off the old and put on the new one. But I love my old coat, right? Because my old coat is comfortable. I've broken in my old coat. It fits me perfectly. I know what to expect out of my old coat. But God tells us, He says, it's dirty. It's worn out. I'm offering you new life, abundant life. Put that on. Throw off the old, put on the new, and see what happens. See how much better life can be. See, we struggle with this sometimes because change is really difficult for us. I think I've shared this with you guys years before, but I can't remember for sure. But I think change is hard for everybody, and the reason I think that is because of my wife and some words that she spoke to me probably 15 years ago. And we were going through some stuff at the church that we were at the time, and I said to Rachel, I said, why is it so difficult for people to be willing to accept change in this particular ministry that we were talking about? And Rachel's words to me is, change is hard for everybody. I said, I don't know if it is. And she said, well, it depends on what they're changing. If they're changing something that you really care about, it's going to be difficult. And she's right. It depends on what's being changed. Change for all of us is difficult. Just pick the right thing to change and you'll figure that out. But it's difficult. We struggle with this because of how difficult change can be. It seems so much easier just to stay the course, to stay with what we're doing right now because that's what we're used to. But God doesn't want us just to maintain. God wants us to be growing. So He says, throw off the old, put on the new, take a chance, see how good life can be. That's what God says. God tells us in John 10:10, remember? I read this for us earlier. He says, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. God wants you to take the risk and experience life like you've never experienced it before. But in order to do that, we have to be willing to set off the old and put on the new. We have to be willing to take the chance of change, of something being a little bit different in our lives. We've got to step out. You have to make a choice. Live in the old or live in the new. And the choice is yours. What will you do today? Will you choose to leave behind the old and to put on the new? By grace, we've been saved. And by grace, we can keep going in a new life. And in that new life, we can keep growing when we start each day choosing to put on the new that God offers to us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, again, as we have come to worship and to study your word this morning, we thank you for the ability, for the freedom to be able to do that. Lord God, we thank you for your word and for the hope that your word offers to each one of us. And as we've been talking about this idea of grace over these last weeks, and this morning, in particular, we've been talking about throwing off the old and putting on the new. Lord God, we just pause for a moment and thank you that you offer us this new beginning in life, this new way of living. So help us, Lord God, to take that seriously. Help us to embrace that. Help us, Lord God, to do things in our lives as a result of the changing of our thinking. Help us, Lord God, to not just pull out our lawn chair and set it in the middle of what's going on, but to actually change our behavior, to make intentional decisions to change what we are doing so that we can grow in you. Lord God, be with each one of us as we leave this place. Help us to be instruments that not only receive your grace, but offer your grace to those that we are in contact with. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.